This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Elections in Kenya are being held today. We'll have the latest information from our correspondent in Nairobi. But first, we have new information about the death of Pakistan opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. She was killed at a campaign rally. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam joins me here in the studio. Jackie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
When did this happen, and what do we know?
Well, it happened just after 6 p.m. Pakistan time, 6:16, in fact. And what it was a campaign rally in Rawalpindi. That's a garrison town just outside the capital, Islamabad. Military bases out there where there have been suicide bombings over the past few months, certainly increasingly. This, again, was her political rally. Benazir Bhutto had finished up, apparently. And let me stress right here that details are still coming in. You can imagine the chaos over there right now. She had finished up and was going into her car, and she was shot, apparently, both in the neck and the throat. And then the man that shot her then blew himself up. And they raced her to a hospital in Rawalpindi, and they tried, they did try to do some surgery on her, but it was just too late, and she died.
Any idea who would be responsible?
It's very difficult at this stage. She has said when she was heading back into Pakistan in October, she said before then that this is one of the things that she was going to do if she got back into power, is to really go after the terrorists. She said that President Pervez Musharraf had not done enough. He had turned a blind eye to this. And so she had put herself out there. And then when she returned in mid-October, I think anybody can recall that she, there was this huge rally when she landed, and her convoy went through Karachi, and a suicide bomber was there as well, and about 150 people died in that. So what I was saying is that she knew that this was, that there was really serious concerns about security and that type of thing, but, she went ahead anyway.
You just got back from a reporting trip to Pakistan, and so I wanted to ask what, of course, she was a former prime minister.
Mm-hmm. Twice.
Had this very sort of checkered career, accused of sort of corruption and mismanagement, but still a very popular figure, sure. Nonetheless. Was she a serious contender?
Oh, she certainly was. Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, people thought that what people thought the results were going to be were a hung parliament with her and Nawaz Sharif, the other major contender, and would certainly be giving President Musharraf a run for his money as well. She certainly was. When you talk about that, she's a very popular figure. I mean, she had the Bhutto name. Her father was prime minister, and he was extraordinarily popular. Zulfikar al-Bhutto, he was executed by the government. Then her brother was assassinated as well. So, this isn't unknown to her family, certainly, in that. But her name, the Bhutto name, is legend there, and she's an iconic figure. She was an iconic figure.
And of course, it's too soon to speculate, but then you have to wonder what effect this will have on elections. First of all, do you think that elections will continue to be held on schedule? I mean, there's been the situation where the Pervez Musharraf, the prime minister, sitting prime minister, suspended the constitution for a period of weeks, but then said that he would then go ahead and set elections. Do you think that he will then continue?
One would presume he would. They might be delayed. It's hard to say, actually, at this point. They might be delayed, but one would presume that they are still going to go ahead, because there is an awful lot of pressure on him, too, to continue what the United States calls, going down the road of democracy. And that, obviously, is part of it, is the elections. Certainly the equation, the dynamics of this election, though, when it is held, are going to change enormously. There's no question about that. Now, the other fellow, Nawaz Sharif, who was also a prime minister twice and also was considered highly corrupt, his administration, much as Bhutto's was, is enormously popular as well. And so he will also give Musharraf a run for his money. So,
Jackie, I'm going to ask you to stand by, if you would, just for a couple of minutes. I'm going to bring in another voice now. It's Chuja Nawaz. He's the author of Crossed Swords, Pakistan, Its Army, and the Wars Within. He's joining us on the phone from his office in Virginia. Mr. Nawaz, thank you so much for speaking with us. This must have been a great shock. I'm asking you to speculate, and I know that that's unfair, but do you feel that this attack taking place in Rawalpindi, was there some message intended by that, or do you think it was perhaps just a crime of opportunity?
I think it was a crime of opportunity, as you put it, because she had been a target from the point when she landed back in Pakistan, and she knew that this was going to be the case. I met with her in Washington before she went to Dubai on her way to Pakistan, and we spoke about the dangers at that time. But she was a very spiritual and fatalistic individual who trusted in God, as she put it. And we talked about security precautions, but this was something that she knew that she was going in for. She was a target also because she was seen as somebody who represented an alliance with the West. And that's probably why the terrorists have targeted her much more than former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif.
What effect do you think will this have on elections? And I'm asking you to speculate, but do you think elections will go forward as planned? And what effect do you think it will have?
I think it's going to create a tremendous turmoil within the politics of Pakistan. Of course, the immediate reaction from her own party, which is probably one of the more popular single parties in the country, across the country in all the provinces, is going to be unprecedented. It will also create the possibility of President Musharraf reverting back to a state of emergency. Also, he may have to weigh the possibility of postponing the elections because they're due on the 8th of January. And with this kind of chaos and political turmoil, it may be difficult to ensure a good election.
Is there a successor within Bhutto's party who would be a logical person to step to the fore?
Unfortunately, no, because her party, like most of the other political parties in Pakistan, have been run on a single-person, almost dynastic system. The only other person who might be considered to lead the party to carry forward the name would be her husband, but he is outside the country in Dubai at the moment, although he's running for parliament again. And he may or may not be willing to go back into the fray. Unfortunately, as Ms. Northam was saying earlier, this is almost a dynastic curse on her family. She is now the third famous member of her family who has been killed.
Jackie, I wanted to ask you, the Musharraf, of course, has been considered an ally of President Bush's, and he's been informed of the assassination. Is there any role for the U.S. at a time like this?
Oh, there certainly is. I mean, the U.S. is heavily invested politically and, you know, for national security reasons in Pakistan. And it was the U.S. that sort of negotiated Bhutto's return back to Pakistan this time as well. It's a little unclear right now what's going to happen with that, whether they'll still continue to back Musharraf, but I think, you know, sort of the gloss is off his reputation with the U.S. right now after this constitution and purging the Supreme Court and that type of thing. And I think there was still some hope that he might be able to forge some sort of relationship with Bhutto, but it's unclear. It'll be interesting to see what happens now with the U.S.
And there's a third candidate, Mr. Nawaz. Is this, how does he factor into this?
Nawaz Sharif.
How does he factor into this?
Well, he's not seen as pro-West as much as it's certainly Bhutto, sir. And he was the Saudis that were helping him out. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens next month.
All right, NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam. She was here with me in the studio in Washington. Jackie, thanks so much for that update.
You.
We were also joined by Shujaat Nawaz. He's the author of Crossed Swords: Pakistan, Its Army, and the Wars Within. He joined us on the phone from Virginia. Thank you so much for speaking with us, sir.